Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today and WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Amanda Gann. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Trust you're doing well today.
I am doing well, thank you.
Always a pleasure to chat with you, Amanda, and I believe you're going to fill us in on some very special programs that are coming up, in next weeks and next month. So let's just get started. What's first on the agenda, Amanda?
All right. Coming up March 17th through the 19th, we're going to be hosting all of the third grade students in our county for a program called Speedway to Healthy. And this is a traveling exhibit that will be set up here at the Surrey County Service Center in Dobson. And the students will be learning about MyPlate and the different food groups that we should be eating every day. And then they get to pretend that they are a food and they get to travel through the body.
Wow.
They will be learning about 11 different body systems along the way, and this exhibit is very large and colorful, and it makes it a really fun hands-on learning experience for the students.
Really does sound like a pretty fun experience. Amanda, what about the school enrichment program? Let's talk about that, too.
Okay, we have a couple of school enrichment programs coming up. Our first one, we will begin the Winged Wonders program, and we'll be starting that right after Speedway to Healthy the week of March 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
This program is designed for second grade, where life cycles are a major topic in their science curriculum. So for 5 consecutive weeks, I go into the second grade classrooms, and I teach the students about the life cycle of a butterfly.
Uh-huh.
And the best part about that is that each classroom gets 5 live caterpillars so that the students are really able to watch them grow, change into a chrysalis, and then emerge as a butterfly. And then they get to take them outside and release them so that they can start their beneficial work as pollinators.
What a fun, cool way to learn. That's really neat. Our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM is Amanda Gann, and we're talking about upcoming programs, and this is kind of a fun one, too. I know a little bit about this. That's the Ag Days. Talk about that, please, Amanda.
Yes, the Ag Days is always a fun and favorite one for the kids. So April 1st and 2nd, we're going to be hosting all of the second grade classrooms in the county for Ag Days, and that will be held at Fisher River Park here in Dobson. This is a day where students are able to step away from the school setting for a couple of hours and experience some of the aspects of a farm. So on that day, they'll be learning about animals that are raised for their products, such as beef cattle, chickens, and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll also get to learn about some of the crops which are grown here locally, such as corn, cucumbers, strawberries, and apples, and they even get to do some taste tests, which the kids love.
Yeah.
And it's always surprising that there are some students here in our county, even though we live in a rural county, that have never seen live farm animals before.
Wow.
So there is a petting zoo set up, and this is a fun experience where they get to see, hear, and touch some farm animals that they may have never experienced before.
Literally, on-hands learning.
Yes.
Amanda Gann, our guest on Extension Today. Amanda, I'm really curious about this one, a program called Hatching.
Yes. So right after they come for Ag Days, then I will be going into some of our second grade classrooms beginning the week of April 7th to start a program called Hatching.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where they learn about chicken embryology.
Okay.
So over a 21-day process, they will get to learn about how fertilized chicken eggs develop inside of an incubator, which is doing the same job that the hen would do.
Mm-hmm.
They get to practice checking the temperature of the incubator to make sure that it stays steady. They learn how to read the humidity level and how to add water as they need to keep that humidity level up. They get to handle the eggs, actually see how the chicks are developing inside. And then after the 21 days of development, the chicks begin hatching from the eggs, and the students get to watch this process right there in their classroom.
Oh, cool.
And then after the chicks dry off, they're able to stand up on their own. The teachers will move them into a brooder box,
mm-hmm.
and then the students get to experience how the chicks need a heat source, they need some special medicated chick feed, and clean water with some added electrolytes to give them a little boost. And then the students are able to observe the chicks in their classroom for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we come back and get them, and they're relocated to their new homes. And that's always kind of a sad day for the kids, but we explain that classrooms are not the ideal place for chicks to grow. So it's a fun experience, but then they need to move to their permanent home.
I'm pretty sure Amanda wouldn't pass for a second grader, but I'd kind of like to be a part of that program. It sounds like
the teachers enjoy it just as much as the kids
do. I'm sure they do. A lot of good stuff coming up in the next weeks and months. Amanda, you seem as though you're going to be pretty doggone busy.
Yes, I'm going to be eating my Wheaties to keep up with everything. But it's a busy time, but it's a very fun time.
People have questions. They want to contact you, Amanda Gann. What would be the best way to do that?
Yes, they can contact me here at the office. That phone number is 336-401-8025.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can email me. That is A-G-A-N-N, A-G-A-N-N at ncsu.edu.
Our guest, 4-H Youth Development Extension Agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure. Great information today. Amanda Gann, thank you so very much, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.